Blog Talk Radio.
Again, you've tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service.
of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for tuning in to us today. We thank you for you just getting in line with what God's word said, encourage one another. We thank you for those, oh, we bless you, for those who've called somebody on this week and encouraged them. And you told somebody that you love them and God loves them too. You help somebody to make it one more day by an encouraging word or deed. And we thank you for showing forth your love to all those who you've come in contact with on this week. We just thank God for you. And right now we're getting our music together because we have a little problem with the music, but we're going to get it together right now. But as we do that, we are going to, hallelujah, we are going to pray right now. Father God, we do thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name right now. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we thank ourselves. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. Thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength. Hallelujah. The completeness of our families. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord. We glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. We don't know what's going on with the music, but that's all right. Hallelujah, because we can sing by ourselves. You know that? Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that are here today. We thank God for what he's doing for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. You are just what God intended you to be today. You're listening to the voices, my voice. You're listening. You're at the place where God will want you to be because God has a blessing, special blessing for you today. This sanctuary, those that are here, hallelujah, in person, live today, there has been a constant prayer for about 3 hours in this place. And there was, you know how in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, the angel said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory." Then the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. There was a haze over this room as prayer. There's healing here right now. In this breakthroughs are going to happen today, in this place today. Hallelujah. Again, you tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And, of course, you can always call us after the services over at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. Or you can, hallelujah, you can just, hallelujah, drop us a line at RYMM, that's R as in Ralph, Y as in year, M as in Murray, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm just going to get somebody, hallelujah, to just pray with us just for a little while. If you would, hallelujah, I want y'all to just to go before the Lord right now in prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to attempt to, hallelujah, get the music back on, hallelujah. But as I do that, I want y'all to pray. Come on now, pray. A breakthrough is coming for somebody today. Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's pray. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody will check the cord to see if one of those cords have been pulled out back there. Any cords been pulled out back there? Let's see. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Something's going on right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be going on with this service. Hallelujah. Even without the music. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there's music in my heart. And the angels can't even sing some of the songs that we sing. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a song that the angels can't sing. Hallelujah. Because we have those that saved with God. Hallelujah. They can't say that because they didn't sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And right now, before we go any further, our guests are coming soon. Hallelujah. There was a phone call coming in, and so we know that they are on their way. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, hallelujah, we're going to do our housekeeping suggestions. Now, if you don't have a pen and something to write on in this place, there are pens and composition notebooks in the back that you can add. Hallelujah. Because we want you to get the pen. If you that are listening on the radio, get your pen, your pencil, magic marker, flare, something right on. We suggest a composition notebook or a binder so you can write down the scriptures because the word of God is life-saving. And God wants to save your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. You know that Pastor Peaches is on special assignment. She's in the house. Hallelujah. But she's working right now. Hallelujah. That's all right. So our housekeeping suggestions. Those who in what they call radio land, get your material to write on, your ink pens. If you're using a pencil, you might want to get two of them just in case the point breaks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then get your ingredients for communion because we're going to have communion on today. Hallelujah. That's the meal that heals. That's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. So get your drink, your cracker, or your wafer, or your toast, or whatever you use, and something to drink. And be prepared to receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. For now, Pastor's Corner comes first. And the Pastor's Corner is usually done by Pastor Peaches. But, of course, she's on her special assignment, and she's working hard for the ministry as I speak. So I'm going to do the little piece of Pastor's Corner today. And this is directed to the pastors all over the world and those who have accepted Christ as their personal Savior because you are ministers of reconciliation as well. Hallelujah. And this Pastor's Corner is very different. Because on last Wednesday, we started a series, and we wanted to end it, but we had a few scriptures that we didn't touch on. But the title of that message was Bamboozled by Beelzebub. Can you repeat that? Bamboozled by Beelzebub. Hallelujah. Do you know who Beelzebub is? He's at the devil, the prince of the prince of demons. That's what the Bible calls him. Glory to God. Well, here is just a little more information. See, he comes as an angel of light to fool you, to trick you, to make you feel like you're headed in the right direction, like you're on the right path. But he's fooling you. He's like a fisherman You know, anybody in here been a fish, ever gone fishing before? Anybody raising their hand? Okay, good. Anybody gone hunting before, like for whatever, deer, rabbit, or whatever? Anybody been hunting?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the key. You've got to give a bait that will lure somebody in. You want to fish? You can't have rocks and broken glass on your hook. Do you think the fish will eat that? But if you have something that they will eat, that they like, then you'll lure them in, and you know what happens. They get the hook gets them, then we have fried fish. Or like the deer or the rabbit, you got a little cage, and inside the cage you got rocks and broken glass. You're not going to get any deer or rabbit or whatever you're trying to catch to come in, because that's not tempting, is it? Okay. You got to get something that they like. And see, for a few years, a lot of people of God have been bamboozled by Beelzebub, because they heard this character, an Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, say that they're against abortion. And of course, God is against abortion. We all are against abortion. Hallelujah. That was the bait to get you in. They're against homosexuality. God's against homosexuality. He loves the homosexual, but he hates homosexuality. Y'all got to understand that. Okay? But that was the bait to get some so-called Christians into the trap. The biggest thing that God, hallelujah, promotes is love. That's the primary thing. And see, the devil doesn't promote love. You know what he promotes, don't you? What's the opposite of love? Come on now. You talk to me now. And that's what you saw. You didn't see love. You saw hatred. I'm reminded of a situation where there was a prayer breakfast. And somebody got up, a preacher got up and talked about the love of Christ, how love transcends everything. It covers a multitude of sins. And then somebody got up right behind, said, I don't believe what he was saying. In other words, that was the spirit of the Antichrist that got up. Y'all got to not be fooled. And see, in the scripture, boy, I wish I had some Bible readers in here. Because in the scripture, hallelujah, glory to God, Matthew 24:24, it talks about in the last days, even the very elect. That's a televangelist and folks that got 10,000 members can be fooled because they were tricked. They were bamboozled by Beelzebub. There you go. It is important for you to understand, just because somebody's against abortion don't mean you ought to vote for him or he's a good guy. Just because he's against homosexuality doesn't mean he's a good guy. What determines whether this guy is on God's side or not is found in Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's full glory to God. That's the kind of stuff that God wants you to have in your spirit. That if you don't have that character of Christ, you know what you are? You are a character. Come on now. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying here? If you don't have the character of Christ, you're a character. You're somebody who is doing some stuff, doing something dirty, trying to call it clean. Glory to God. And we have been bamboozled by the enemy. So many Christians, good Christians. And then, you know, to amplify that, they have They had said, well, we're going to pray that this person be put back in office. For what? To have folk die? Jesus, I have to tell the truth, because knowing the truth is going to set you free. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, glory to God. And Second Timothy 4 and 2, to be instant in season and out of season. And this may be out of season. But see, God gave us a seal of moment. See, the coronavirus gave us a time for the church to get back on track. Because we were off track. There are too many people preaching and supporting the devil. It's like supporting Pharaoh. Pharaoh wanted to kill God's people. And you don't support Pharaoh who want to kill God's people. Jesus. You pray for him. And the Bible says, we all know man but to love him. You got to love him. You don't like him, but you love him. Hallelujah. And you pray for him. But the people of God made it out of Egypt. And see, now, see, some of these folks, we got to stop praying. My people let Egypt go. My people let Pharaoh go. Come on now. Some folks are hooked up with Pharaoh. Just because Pharaoh said, okay, y'all can leave. You can't trust that, because after he said, y'all can leave, he got his army together, his boys, and he wanted to kill them all. I just needed to share that with you. You got to understand that don't be tricked and fooled by the enemy. God is against abortion. God is against homosexuality. A lot of folks say, well, you know, that abortion, that's life. See, 2 Corinthians 5 and 1 says God doesn't lose anything. He says, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, you have a body eternal in the heavens. You've got something. You are still alive. Those are born of fetuses. God doesn't lose anything. They're still alive in heaven. They were spirits before they came here. And just because they did not put on the earth suit, doesn't mean they're not alive. You go looking for a suit now in a store, and you didn't find the one, so you don't come out with a suit on. That don't mean you're dead. That just means you got to go back to where you came from without the suit. That's what the aborted fetuses, the miscarriages, those stillbirths. They're in heaven. I shared with several months ago that a lady had three abortions, two miscarriages, and then three live births. When we all get to heaven, when they show up, mom and dad show up, ain't going to be three kids coming to mom and dad, it's going to be eight. Because see, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, God knew you. How did he know you? He knew you because you were in his heart. Told Jeremiah, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you and ordained you a prophet to the nation. You got calls on your life. Those that glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's important for you to understand. Don't be grieved. You ask God for forgiveness if you were one of those that had an abortion. Miscarriages, hallelujah, out of your control. That's all right. They ain't lost. Matthew 6 and 12. Jesus said, I don't lose anything. I don't lose anything. Y'all got to understand. Don't be bamboozled by the enemy. Just because he said, I'm against abortion and homosexuality. Jesus. You got to understand that God, glory to God, is against it too. I mean, Jesus. But they were in the heart of God. Before the foundation of the world, God knew us. And how in the world is God going to know us before the world was even there? They were in his heart. not be bamboozled by Beelzebub any longer. Don't be tricked, fooled, because he want to get you. He want to cut you open. He want to slice you up. Then he want to put you on the fire and flip you over and cook you on the other side too. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm going to leave it at that. Don't be bamboozled by the enemy. Don't be bamboozled by Beelzebub. Again, remember that this is Pastor's Corner. Bamboozled by the enemy. Bamboozled by Beelzebub. Bamboozled by Beelzebub. Don't be a victim. Don't be a fish caught on a hook. Don't be a prey caught in, that's P-R-E-Y, caught in the trap. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. At the end, okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a scripture. Somebody got your Bible, I want you to turn quickly to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Hallelujah. Thank you. Real quick. This is going to bless you. When you get there, I want somebody to say amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Give them a mic so they can read that scripture. I want you to start at verse, okay, at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Start.
2 Timothy.
Chapter 3.
Verse 1.
Yeah, start at verse 1 and read to 7.
Okay.
Go ahead. Read loud.
But know this, that in the last days, critical time, hard to deal with, will be here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. For men will be lover of themselves, lover of money, boastful, haughty, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unfaithful, disloyal, having no natural affection, not open to any agreement, glamorous, without self-control, fear, without love and goodness, traitors, treasures, rather than love of God, having an appearance of godliness, but proving false to his power, and from these turn away.
Okay, stop right there. Turn away. It didn't say go to Pharaoh and pat him on the back, did it?
No.
It said turn what?
Away.
Okay.
Away.
Okay. Read the next two, 6 and 7.
From among these arise men who slyly work their ways into households and capture weak women loaded down with sin, led by various desires, always learning and yet never able to come to an active knowledge of truth.
Thank you so much. Sis, can you come over here? I got something for you because you read the word. You brought the word with you. I need you to come up here real quick. I got something for you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. That sounds like Sister Dorothy. Is that you?
Yeah,
come on up here. Yeah, I got something for you. Just for reading the word. Hallelujah. It's good to bring your word to the work to the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember your voice. God bless you, God.
Thank you.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah, God bless you. God bless you. All right, God bless you now. Hallelujah. It's good to read the word, you know that? Hallelujah. You understand what the word says. Hallelujah. And see, you got to understand that God wants love to be the first thing on your mind. How can I love someone today? How can I bless someone today? Anybody here looking for a blessing? Anybody looking for a blessing? How you look for a blessing? You be the blessing. You be a blessing to somebody, and the blessing will come back to you. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah. Glory to God. I wish I have a singer in here? Ain't got no singers up in here. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, well, bless God. Glory and honor. Glory and honor unto thee, O Lord. Unto thee, O Lord. Unto thee, O Lord. Glory and honor. Glory and honor unto thee, O Lord. Unto thee, O Lord. Unto thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Oh, let's praise God just for a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you, Lord, your completeness of our family. You are our everything. We honor you right now. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for Pastor's Corner on today. Unusual Pastor's Corner, but we had to fix that. Hallelujah. And right now, I want to give a testimony. Can I give a testimony in about? Hallelujah. Last week, we had a fire in the house. I have some equipment up in my bedroom. I have a microwave up in there. The bedroom. And the microwave missed, what do you call it, malfunctioned. And there was a fire. And it was getting higher and higher. And see, I don't know if we got any men in here, but men sometimes need some help. Is that right? No, glory to God. God knew that. That's why he made woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm sitting up there, and it's fire, and I know it's fire. I said, Lord, have me. I called my wife. Thank God she was home. Because I didn't have, sometimes we knuckleheads. I have to say this. I can't talk about any men in here today. I got to talk about myself. So, because I know me. Sometimes I'm a knucklehead. And I called my wife, and she came up. And you know what she said? Close the microwave door. I closed the microwave door. The fire went out just like that. You know, sometimes, I'm going to tell you, can I testify a little bit more? Sometimes I get peeved at my wife because I be looking for something. And she'll come to me and says, did you ask God where it was? And I said, no, I didn't, you know. And so I ask God, and in 10, 20 seconds, I find what I'm looking for. It happens every time. Yeah. Look, I had a friend call me and told me that they were looking for something. And I said, so I told him that little example. I told him, you know, hey, ask God. And they called me back and said, you know, your wife was right. You know, you ask God, he's going to tell you. God takes care of the big stuff and the little stuff in our lives. The fire, a little bit. Close the door. Simple. Ask God to find whatever you're looking for. That's simple. You say, well, I don't want to worry. You got too many other things. God, a sparrow, you know, the little sparrow, and a little teeny bird. He knows when a sparrow hits the ground and dies. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he's watching me. He's watching Sister Dorothy and Sister AJ and whoever else is in this room right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His eye is on the sparrow. He cares about the big stuff in your life. Oh, blessed be God. He cares about the small things in your life. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, we get ready to go into another phase right now. Guess what? It's time for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Some more folk coming in. God bless you. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time for Holy Communion. And if I have somebody with the pass out the you got it. Go, glory to God. See, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23-30. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. And we do that right now. And see, one of the things that I love about God, he has some covenant names. And I think the number one covenant name of the Lord God is Jehovah Shikanu. That means the Lord, our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we thank you right now for this day. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them, anointed and sanctified in Jesus' name. We thank you for, hallelujah, your covenant names. You are Jehovah Shikanu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Father God, we thank you for your word. Your word saying, Proverbs 18 and verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. We thank you, Lord, for your name today. And Father God, we continue to examine ourselves. Hallelujah. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says you washed your sins with your own blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says again, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because, again, we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19 says, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back, Lord, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our healing. Your word says, St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Tumors are dissolving right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. High blood pressure is coming to normal right now. Glucose levels coming to normal right now. Hallelujah. Blinded eyes are opening right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know what fell, but praise God. It must have been my phone. Somebody get there for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. People are being healed right now. Thank you. Hallelujah. Right now. That heart problem, that foot problem, that ankle problem, that leg problem, that back problem, that neck problem, that glory to God, that ear problem, that eye problem, that nose problem, that mouth problem, that head problem, glory to God, hands, right? In the name of Jesus, people are being healed all over the world right now, in Jesus' name. Okay, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right, God bless you. Hallelujah, God bless you. All over the world right now, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the healing right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, oh, bless your holy name. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took also the cup. Your Lord was shot. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Let's drink together. Your Lord was shot. Your Lord was shot. What else shall my other words again? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. So, Father God, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins. our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Sing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, yes. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, laying clean spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now Jehovah was able to keep us from falling, and Priscilla faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I tell you, somebody in here already feels different than the way they came in. I think that's healing already that's happened in this place today. And I know in the radio land right now that somebody's been healed and delivered from whatever was attacking their body. Hallelujah, because we can send the word of God to heal. Psalms 107:20. We send the word of God to heal. We command the bodies to become everywhere we're told in Jesus' name. Come in line with the word of God in Jesus' name. Be healed, whole, and delivered. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I like that. It's so good to have the people of God together. As if we're two or three gathered in his name, he's going to be in the midst. Guess what? He's here. See, when they talk about that, you know, God is everywhere, but the tangible manifestation of his presence is here. In other words, you're going to know he's here because somebody can get healed. You're going to know he's here because somebody's going to be delivered. You're going to know he's here because the stronghold in somebody's life it's going to come down. Mm. But I thank God because, hallelujah, I just found out a few minutes ago that the dynamic duo from Essex. Okay. All right. I'm gonna move out the way. Hallelujah. I'm gonna get out the way just a minute. The dynamic duo from Essex. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're here, and I tell you, I've known these folks for decades. Hallelujah. They've been Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying. Guardians of the altar, warriors of the word, ever since I've known them. And it goes back several decades. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to move out of the way because I love couples who work together. I love people who join together because, see, they got, you know, the Bible talks in Matthew's, hallelujah, two touching the grid. And see, that's a wonderful thing. You got the two with you, you know. You got a husband and wife working together. It's a blessed thing. Hallelujah. So, without further ado, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others none other than the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, Pastor Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. Hear them. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Lee has to step out. Can everybody hear me? Okay. All right. Pastor Lee has to step out. This is his other half. Praise God.
And can you put it a little closer?
Okay, can you hear me now?
I want the folks on the radio to hear
too. Oh, okay. Praise God. We're sorry we apologize. We're sorry we're late, but with the roadblocks, we got twisted around. And we were close, but we were going around in circles. And you know, God is so good because he put people in our pathway to help to direct us, and the last one he gave us, he actually brought us here. Amen. Praise God. And we just thank and praise God because his angel was stationed all around. Praise God. And I tried to call Dr. Bird. Of course, you know, he's on the radio broadcast and everything. And I couldn't find Pastor Willie's phone number. It's in my cell phone somewhere, but couldn't find that. I called my daughter QB. She wasn't picking up. I said, Lord, we need help. We need help. And he put the right person, amen, in our pathway, amen. And he brought us here. We're late, but we're sure. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And the good thing about it is God is never late.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He's always on time, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And while we were trying to find the location of my husband, Dr. Bird has also texted us the address, but we already had the address. I said, no, we need the directions, Lord, help me get in there, you know. And we couldn't find the directions to get on my GPS. Amen. It was so slow. And then when it did pop up, it was giving me, I said, this is not giving me the information that I need, you know, to get here. But God knew how to get us here. Amen. Praise God. And we just thank and praise God. Forgive my attire, my shoes where I put on my tennis shoes because it was raining and didn't want to step in the mud and all. And then when we got out the car, my shoes are still in the car, but my feet is here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I think that's all that needs. That's all we need is my feet here. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're just so grateful. We, like Dr. Bird said, we have known one another for years, and your fellowship, and God has just connected us together. And we're just so thankful for this. And this is beautiful, Dr. Berg. It's the first time we have been in his sanctuary. Amen. And it's beautiful. Amen. And we just thank and praise God for the blessing. Amen. That he has given to the Potter House. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we thank you for those that have come along and to worship and fellowship and to reach out. Amen, into this community and the surrounding communities and proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what it's all about, talking about the good news of the Lord. Amen. Praise God, our Father, what he has done. He gave his only begotten Son. Amen. When I walked in, y'all was taking communion. Amen. And the blood and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that he shed for us and for the whole world, amen. We're just so grateful. We're so thankful, amen, praise God, for what God has done. And in the Word of God, I'm gonna turn it over to my husband, but I got this opportunity to just say a few words, amen, praise God. But I often think about what God's Word has said, where he said he gave his only begotten Son for whosoever will. We in a time and a season, amen, that people's eyes need to be opened, their ears need to be unstopped, amen. Their heart that is hard needs to be softened, and our brains, our minds need to be renewed by the word of the living God. As many, many voices throughout the land, as many people saying this is going to happen, and that we are in a place where Jesus is coming back for the church. But let me tell you something. We have the church, which is us. And I'm not talking about the four walls of a building. I'm talking about individual people that God has pinned it on and has called to go forth and to tell about the good news. We have a work to do before he comes back. These things that are happening, the sickness, the disease that is going throughout the land, don't let it frighten you. Don't let it worry you. Amen, because God, our Savior, our Daddy, our Papa, amen, hallelujah, he's bigger than any disease that would ever come on the face of the earth. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And see, we as Christians, amen, we a Christian is supposed to be Christ-like, amen. Jesus never was touched by the infirmities of sickness throughout the land. It's because he was Christ-like. He was the anointed one. And we have to learn as children of the Most High God. You confess that you are a Christian, then walk in that anointing.
Walk in that anointing.
Sleep in that anointing. Work in that anointing. Amen. Because the anointing is what breaks the yoke. Amen. I'm not saying it's not going to be a battle, Dr. Berg. Because the Bible says that we're going to go through battles. He said many are the afflictions of the righteous. But who delivers?
The Lord.
Who delivers?
The Lord.
Our God, our Father, our Papa, our Daddy. Amen. Deliver us out of all our sicknesses and our diseases. Amen. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is to call on him.
Call on him.
To call on him. We might have some setbacks, but we don't have to stay back.
Right.
We can go forth. The word of the Lord in the 23rd Psalm says that we go through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Amen. You will fear no evil. The only person that will keep you in bondage is Satan. He will lie to you. And he will tell you, you can't get out of this valley. But I'm here today to tell you, you can get out of the valley. Amen? Because God, your daddy, your papa, he has prepared the way before you. Amen? And he is sitting you at his banquet table. Hallelujah. So you don't have to be afraid. I don't care what comes. It might not be sickness. It might be a financial battle. It might be a social battle. You might not, your neighbor might not like you. Someone on your job might not like you.
Yes.
But guess what? They don't have to like you.
Right.
But guess what you have to do? You have to love them.
Right.
And as you love them, you put heaps of coal upon their head. Amen. And that heaps of coal is just melting that unclean spirit that has gripped the hope of their heart. Hallelujah. And before you know it, that person that don't like you begin to love you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our God, he's so wise. Hallelujah. He is so good. And he holds no good thing from you. I see on today, amen, praise God, that a lot of people, amen, they are so afraid. But God said, fear not. Be not afraid. Amen. For he is with you. Amen. And if you walk in the love of God, fear can't stay. Fear has to go. Amen. Praise God. And as we were coming today, riding in the rain, praise God, hallelujah, and trying to find trying to find out how to get here. Amen. It was so funny. Amen. Because we were asking God for our angel to help us. And the very last one that Pastor Lee talked to, he was that angel. And it opened the door. This is why it's so important that you stay in the character of the Lord.
Yeah.
It opened the door that we, Pastor Lee, began to pronounce blessings on him and began to pray for him. And God already gave him a word. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Lee said, we might not never see you again, but I'll see you in heaven. Praise God. And then he just smiled and he said, thank you. Thank you. Because God knew that he was the one that he wanted to bless. He wanted us, amen, to speak a word of encouragement and a word of blessing over him. And so today, praise God, when Pastor Lee comes, amen, and he begins to minister to you, have your heart open. Have your heart ready to receive. We have so many Christians. It's good to come into the house of the Lord. The Bible says in the last day to come even the more to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
It is good. But it's bad when we do not do what God tells us. He said when we enter into the door, that we are to enter in with thanksgiving.
Thank you. Yes.
We're in the court of praise. We are to be worshiping and magnifying the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We shouldn't come in the house of the Lord and say, oh, I wonder what they're going to minister on today. Oh, I wonder who's wearing a brand new dress today. Your mind and your heart should be focused on God. For God can use you. Hallelujah. For God can equip you that when you leave the house of the Lord, that you can be a blessing to your community, a blessing on your job. And so you say, well, I'm retired too. Amen?
Amen.
But wherever I go, I ask God to make me a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the light of God shine through me. Let them see Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. And even though I have issues, I have my diseases, I am healed. And I'm already healed. You see, the real me is healed.
Hallelujah.
This is just my fleshly outward body.
Come on, God.
So I don't focus on my outward body.
Hallelujah.
I focus on the real me.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And the real me is standing up well.
Hallelujah.
And the real me is doing what's up there in the Lord. And the real me, hallelujah, can tell the world, hallelujah, in spite of what the world is looking at, my spirit, my seed, hallelujah, standing up inside and say, I have a better word for you. Don't look on my fleshly appearance, but look on my spirit. And my spirit is bringing healing to you. My spirit is bringing prosperity to you. My spirit is bringing joy to you. My spirit is bringing faith to you. My spirit is bringing kindness to you. And my spirit is bringing gentleness to you.
Yes.
All things, amen, work together for the good of them and of the Lord. So no matter where you are, what situation you are, you let the Spirit of God inside you, the real you, stand up and arise and go forth in the name of the Lord. God bless you. I love you. And I'm going to turn it over to my other half.
The love of my life. Keep the joy in my heart. Sugar that sweetens my teeth. Mrs. Lee puts the icing on every one of my cakes. After 47 years of marriage, she still gives me feelings that I've never, ever felt before. Come on, give the Lord a great clap off. Amen. Amen. We've been in ministry for years, and I thank the Lord all the time for Mrs. Lee. Amen.
Amen.
Every single man that's looking for a gift from God and a wife, amen. He can bless her. Oh, I'm sorry. He can bless her. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The radio audience
want to
hear you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All radio audience. Praise the Lord to the radio audience out there. Amen. There's healing and miracles and deliverance.
Yeah.
But the brothers, you can't have Mrs. Lee. She belongs to me. Amen. Give the Lord another clap off. Amen.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen. Well, the Lord is good. How often is he good?
All the time.
And all the time, God is good. Amen. The best is yet to come.
Yes.
Look at the person next to you, two people who say the very best of God.
The very best of God.
That he has for you.
Is yet to come.
No matter how much God has blessed you.
Yes.
No matter how much the Lord has blessed you, tell the person.
No matter
how much the Lord has blessed you. The very best that he has.
Best.
Say it again, the best of somebody else. The very best.
The very best.
That he has for you. It's still yet to come. I think you should give Jesus another clap offering for that.
Hallelujah.
Who is this God to take two fish and five loaves of bread and feed 5,000 men? Who is this God, amen, that can open the blind eyes and cause the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the deaf to hear and the blind to see? Who is this God to take two fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men? Not including women and children. And after he fed the men and the women, it said they took up 12 baskets of hope.
Come on,
praise the Lord today. Amen. The God that you and I serve is a good God. He's a way maker. He's a burden bearer. He's a lighthouse. No matter what we're going through in the time and season of our life, where you are right now, he is still God all by himself, and he still desires. And he still has the power to deliver,
amen,
to set you free,
yes,
to make whole. I don't care how many people have said, Reverend Lee, listen, I'm a hard shell. God can't do nothing for me. I said, well, I'll tell you something. I haven't seen a shell of a person that God hasn't broken yet. And I'm one of them, amen? He's a good God. He can crack every nut, and he can break every shell. And if I was in a Baptist church, I'd say, can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Give him another clap offering, amen? He's a good God. He's a way maker, burden bearer, lighthouse.
Yes.
This thing seems like it's just so far out there. And we believe in God for the things right here. He is still a way maker. What do you mean? He can still make a way just for you.
Yes.
He can still turn hopeless situations around just for you. Amen. He's a good God. He's a loving God. Amen. It's nothing impossible for God. I don't care what you've been through, what you're going through, and what you may be faced with in the future. That's the next second, by the way. He's still a good God. And to those of you that are out there in radio land, this word is for you too. Amen. Some of you out there, you say, I hope, our lady just said, you said, I sure hope God would help me. Well, the word of the Lord has come unto me to you, sister, and you're a person of color, and the Lord says he's going to bless you, amen, abundantly above all you can think of that. All he's asking you to do is just hold on and trust him. Don't turn loose. Stay hold on to his hand. Amen. The mothers know what I'm talking about now. They're getting excited up here. Amen. Some of the young ones, amen. She ain't got here yet, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hold on to what? God's unchanging me. I don't care if the devil's just running raggedy, your life and your family and this going on in your marriage and this going on in your family, but just keep holding on to the principles of God's word.
Yes.
Because it might be one more step and he might step into your life. It might be one more moment. Amen. And the next moment, your life is transformed by the power of the living God. Why? Because he is not a man that he should lie. He is the great I am. He's a way maker. He can make a way for you. He's a burden bearer. Amen. He's a lighthouse when you're so far up there. He can turn hopeless situations around. All we have to do is have faith in God. All we have to do is have faith in God. Jesus said to the blind man, is anything too hard? He said, Lord, if you can do anything for me. Jesus said, I'm going to straighten that if out so I can. Amen. Because I can do all things that's possible. Ooh, glory to God. I get my shout out. Hallelujah. All things are possible. That includes whatever you may be going through right now. Whatever you're dealing with right now. Whatever the situation and circumstances is right now in your life, in your marriage, in your family, he is still the possibility. I haven't seen God lost the battle yet. I haven't seen God drop his head and went the other way. And the devil says, yeah, I told you, ain't nothing to him. I've never seen that. And we will never, ever see that because he is the great I am. All things. How many things he said? All things are possible. No matter what you're going through, God is encouraging your heart today. Amen. So listen to the word intently and intently and say this to yourself. Amen. I'm going to receive my miracle today. You and I serve. He is the great I am. He is the rose. Here, let me go through it. He is the rose of the valley, God. He is the bright of morning, God. He is the lily of the valley, sister. He can do anything. Come on, get up in the name of Jesus. Get up, do what I say. Get up in Jesus. Get up, come on. Get your exercise of faith. God loves you. He's a good God. Come on, walk with me. He's a way maker. He's a burden bearer. He's a lighthouse. When you're so far out there, he can step into your life. He can open blind eyes. He can open the doors that you need to be open. He's a strengthener. He's a healer. Pick your feet up. Pick your feet up. Father, I thank you,
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, strengthen her body. I thank you, strengthen her organs in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the back of that sound in mind. Go, 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 yes, Lord, we thank you for healing.
Oh, yes,
Lord, we thank you for deliverance. Yes, Lord, we thank you for soundness. Thank you, Lord God. You have to have faith in God's word. The enemy always comes to tell you what you can do. If you're not going to make it, then this is not going to. Is that right? Amen. Amen. But God sent me here, Mrs. Lee, to tell you by his spirit that the devil is a liar. That's why he's the devil. Because he deceived his own self. He thought that he could take God over God's power. Amen. But he found out very quick. Amen. That's when he went from right there to back on the floor. Amen. Amen. Because he's a liar. Amen. God is the one that's in charge. Not him. He had a position. But amen, that he got dictated with it. But God said, I'm greater than you. And he'll never be greater than me. And that's why he is Satan, a deceiver, in the name of Jesus. And God says, by his stripes, you are healed by the power of the living God. He's strengthening your body in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you. I want you to put your hand over your breast area. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for ministering to them. I thank you, Lord, their life will be the same after today. I thank you for healing. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you.
Thank you. Amen. An experience, God.
by might, not by power, but by your spirit. I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord. You know this sister, this mother, and I just thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you.
Thank you. Don't get
amen. Whistle, amen. Pray for them. Amen. Don't put it down. Pray for them. Maybe they don't know any better. Maybe some of them might just be walking in error, but pray for them. Don't put it down. But thank God for a man of God and a woman of God that will bring in a servant of God. That's God from the God. Amen. And so God can bless you. Give one a big clap. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give me a few more seconds, okay? Thank you, sir. Here on the phone. Amen. God gave you an open heart. He gave you an open heart. Amen. He loves you so much.
I love him.
See,
I love
him. Hey, you do. Y'all look at her.
All only God Almighty did for me what he did.
He allowed me to get out of there where I was at and get an apartment, brand new apartment. No one never lived in it. I'm the first one in that in my apartment. And it has swimming pools, an exercise room, and we have a rooftop so you can go up and look out and see the Orioles play or see the football team play. So that's a lot to be thankful for. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I just like to, you know, when we have service, we like to end it with some testimonies. And I thank God for all of you that come up here right now. And is Pastor Peaches here? She's not here. Okay. And you can say there's one more? There's one more testimony. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, saints. 2019, I went into a new operation. And while I was laying on the table, my heart rate dropped. I had no pulse. And they were slinging me from one table to the next, getting me to shock my body because they couldn't find a heartbeat. The Lord told me to breathe. He said, breathe. And I breathed, and I came back around, and I could hear them running around, looking for instruments and things like that, and forcing air into my lungs. I was almost dead. I was declared almost dead. But the Lord brought me back. And for that, I am grateful. I am so grateful that he spared my life in 2019. I couldn't always say I knew the Lord. But right now, I can say I know the Lord for myself. He's a variable. He's a mind regulator. He's a healer. Because he healed my body. I just went in for a knee operation, and I almost died on the table. And there was nobody there with me at that time. I had my friend drop me off, and I went in. And when I went in, I came out a brand new person. And I tell anybody who don't know Christ for themselves, get to know him and have a prayer life for yourself. Because you never know. It could have been the other way. But God said not so. And that's my testimony today.
Come on, put your hands together. Everybody wants that. Everybody should have a testimony up in here. After what the Lord has done up in here, glory to God. Hallelujah. Going up all over the place, Dr.
Murray. I just said, too, because
we'll
be here all night.
Gentlemen here, Sheldon Howard, he had cancer himself.
brother had cancer. And he, a brother had cancer. Dr. Bird said we are getting the liberty to share it, but it has to be quick because he has the time. Yes, sir. We'll have you. I'll come back to you. I'll get you up here, then you might feel something, then you won't run all over the place. I know.
My name is Sterling Howard, and I'm a retired Class 55 truck mechanic at Air Force. And I was diagnosed by the VA about 6 years ago that I had cancer of bladder. You know, so I was always brought up.
Okay.
I was always brought up, like, to believe that as a man thinketh, so it is. So my thought is, I don't trust, ain't no veteran. I don't trust the doctors and all that stuff. I know they made us take shots and take stuff that we didn't want to take at one time, you know. But now I'm 68 years old, and my thought is, you know, since I'm retired, I'm trying to retire from a whole lot of these things that everybody that was working or still is working is hoping to still be under. You know, so with that frame of mind, I'm growing food. Oh, I'm going to make this short here. Anyway, that's the 6 years that they said that 6 years I had it. They gave me chemotherapy for 36 hours when they first diagnosed it, and I took it. It took me about 3 months to get myself together. And
okay, I deal with that.
Okay, it took me about 3 months to get myself together, and I decided I'd live by myself. I would never let them do that no more to me, right? So what I've been doing now is taking herbs, Irish moss, bladderwrack, burdock root. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I have cancer, if I have cancer, I'm not claiming it, you know, because I know that God watches over all of his children. He watched over me when I took that first dose from them and almost died. That I said after that right now, whatever he said, the herb is for the healing of the earth, you know, the nation. And that's what I've been dealing with. For right now, I can do whatever I want to do. You know what I mean? I want you to do your thing. I'm saying, but I know one thing.
Put your hands together for that great chance. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
So at the time,
we're going to. I'm sorry. I'll go right here.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm glad you came to church tonight.
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is good. God gets all the glory and all the honor and all the worship for what he's done in the service. Amen. Amen. The focus must always be on him. He has servants and sons and daughters. Amen. Our job is to keep the focus on him. Whatever he does, amen. So we're just happy that you came out tonight, amen. I was blessed of the word, blessed of the anointing, and that the Lord has blessed your heart and touched your heart. As soon as you, sister collect, receives the offering, then we're going to lift it up, and we're not rushing you, amen. So, amen. Then we turn it back. I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Bird. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's no secret what God the Father can do. What he's done for others, he wants to do for you. Amen.
Amen.
He's a good Father.
All the time.
Authority of this together. As we collect. I think so much anointing in here, it's just amen. They can't even get to spell their name right. Too much anointing. Let me see. ABC. Amen. CDEF. Amen. The Lord is good, isn't he? Yes, he is. This is what church should be about. Amen. Dr. Bird, we just thank you on behalf of everyone here. Just thank you for your obedience. Amen. They love the Lord. Man and woman of God really do love the Lord, and we're just honored to be here. amen, to be invited here, amen, have the opportunity to meet you, amen, and to share God's word with you.
I'd like to go and save $50 to children's
trying to say, my wife and I take communion every day.
I believe that the fire did not go any further because God looked over. He said, he saw the blood over my house. And said, no, sir, not him. He's one of mine. And so take a box. I'm giving it to the two. What are the names of the people? The two places that came up. Oh, okay, sisters. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank God. We need to definitely get some other things. We're going to get some things to you. We're going to send some things to you, too. Okay, before we close, because I want Pastor Maxine to close us out in prayer. But before we do that, to call to discipleship, there's some people here who say, well, I don't have a church home. And I'm looking for some place that shares the uncompromised word, not in the traditions of men, but in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit and the doctrine of Jesus Christ and the follows the word of God. This is what this place is. That's why we call it the Potter's House.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you're interested in becoming a part of this fellowship, to put your shoulder to the wheel with us, Sister AJ?
Right here.
Yeah, okay. You can give these. Anybody, raise your hands right now, and we get to give you a card before you leave. Please fill this card out and give it back to Sister Anna James. All right. God bless you all. I don't know. You can put your hands down now, everybody. I'll really be honest with you. Can I do one more thing?
Yes.
Okay. The folk over here, can you tell me your names? Yeah. On this floor right here.
Don.
Okay, and who else? Dorothy. Okay. And the next one, in other words, I want to hear who's here because I can't see you, you know. So tell me who's here.
Sterling,
okay, over here. And
Harris family,
okay. I was at Ronald, I heard that earlier. Okay, we're going to talk to Ronald. Be healed in Jesus' name. We send the word to heal him. Okay, next, who else? Alpha Kubi, Minister Kubi. God bless you, baby girl. Hold on, who else is there?
Cynthia.
Yes. Sister Kubi said.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, bless you. God bless you. We pray for you a lot. You know that, don't you? We mention your name. Hallelujah. Who else is that back there? Harry was. Okay. I just wanted to know who was here. Is that all right? All right. All right. God bless you. Oh, by the way, my name is Earl. Can you give this to your lovely wife? And thank you all so much for coming. I really appreciate the dynamic duo from Essex Bell, and I like that. Hallelujah. Give them another hand.
Praise the Lord. It's good to see everybody that came out to worship the Lord at the Potter House, and God tremendously blessed. Amen. Praise God. And praise God. Amen. And we love and praise God for the testimonies. Amen. Because we are overcomers by our testimonies. And we just thank you. We praise God for this. Now, we are ready to leave this place, but we're not leaving the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? We're carrying him with us, okay? Amen. So I'm going to ask you to be in agreement with me as I pray this prayer of dismissal from this house. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we just thank you for the word that was shared on today. We thank you, Father God, for the communion. We thank you, Father, for each and every one that you healed and set free, O God, from the captivities of the enemy, God. We thank you, Father God, because, Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are exceedingly glad in it. And, Father, as we leave this house to go to our other destinations, Father, we know that you are with us, O God, and you are going with us, O God. Father. And Father, we ask you for safe, oh God, journey, Father. We ask you, Lord God, for, Lord, your peace and your joy and your anointing, Father, to flow, Father God, as we go, Father, to our destinations, in our homes. And, Father, on our job, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Dr. Bird and for Pastor Willie, God. We thank you for the usher, AJ. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for their servitude and for everything that they're doing. Father, now we leave in the grace and the peace of God that comes after all understanding. And we thank you, oh God, for the food that they're going to serve, Father. We bless it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you.